Born this month in 1934, Shirley Horn studied classical music before turning to jazz in the 1950s. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, Horn became known for her distinctive singing, which she did most often from the keyboard.
By 1960, the 26-year-old Shirley Horn had gotten attention and encouragement from Miles Davis. She would go on to record over 25 albums as a leader.
You won't forget me.
In a 1993 interview, she talked about her often slow, luxurious style.
I'm trying to paint a picture. I want you to see what I'm seeing in my music.
She could also pick up the beat.
Hey there, cutes, put on your dancing boots.
All the while playing piano.
Come dance with me.
Philadelphia-based singer Phyllis Chappelle says her own approach to music changed when she began listening to Shirley Horn, beginning with the song, Here's to Life.
No complaints and no regrets.
That song just ripped right inside me. It was so subtle. You know, she was just so quiet. She would just breathe these words, and they would be so powerful.
But I have learned that all you give is all.
And the way she phrased would just take your breath away.
So give it all you've got.
Shirley Horn died at 71 in 2005, but lives on in her music and her influence on singers like Phyllis Chappelle, who has recorded her own version of Here's to Life.
Here's to life, to dreamers and their dreams.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.